the more we examine ourselves, the more we will find that this is not a hard, but a comforting gospel. There is a living wage. There is the wage of eternal life for all of the workers. At about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around. And he said to them, "Why are you standing here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard." One of the saddest things I hear is when a person tells me they don't think they're good enough to come to church. I wonder where such a notion might come from. Is it perhaps something to do with the church's response to secularization? I suspect that much of the reason that the Church of England has been so tolerated in an increasingly sceptical and secular nation is that it is widely seen as an effective promoter of decency and morals. But that view of the church sits uneasily with the Jesus of Matthew's Gospel, the Jesus who associates with the outcast and the sinners, the Jesus who comes not to call righteous people, but sinners to repentance. One of the saddest things I hear is when a person tells me they don't think they're good enough to come to church. The kingdom of heaven is like a landlord who will hire anyone he can find to work in his vineyard. He doesn't ask why no one else has hired them. There are no background checks in the kingdom of heaven. And please don't misunderstand me, of course, the church as an institution must do background checks on those to whom it gives responsibility. But from God's point of view, from the point of view of the kingdom of heaven, there are no background checks. No one is not good enough. All can enter into the joy of repentance. So where does that leave us? Does it leave us inwardly fuming at the apparent unfairness and irresponsibility of the landlord? I hope not. I hope that it leaves us rejoicing. I hope that it leaves us rejoicing that God is just and God is merciful and God is generous. I hope that it leaves us rejoicing that it is never too late for us to begin or to renew our labours in the vineyard. I hope that it leaves us rejoicing that the living wage of the kingdom of heaven is paid out in accordance with the generosity of God and not our parsimonious notions of fairness. And I hope that it leaves us rejoicing that the kingdom is God's gift to give. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.